Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is Dr. Joseph Strand, a triple board certified psychiatrist in adult psychiatry, child and adolescent psychiatry, and addiction medicine. We will discuss his new book, The Fear Reflex, 5 ways to overcome it and trust your imperfect self, which provides simple and immediate tools to overcome our fear reflex so we can live a rewarding and productive life. So welcome, Dr. Strand. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure, Stacey. Thanks so much for having me here.
It is our pleasure. And so let's talk immediately and jump right in to what the fear reflex actually is and why you wanted to explain this to the world.
I would love to. And just, you know, we did an interview last year on Outsmarting Anger, my previous book, which actually went on to win an award for the best psychology book of 2013 for Books for a Better Life. So I am sure it had to do with your podcast. So thank you very
much. I wouldn't doubt it.
So
thank you for that.
The fear reflex is really about the idea that human beings have developed, as we should, a wonderful way to avoid danger. And it's fear. In the face of danger, we want to avoid it and get away from there. But in our modern world, it's led, I think, to some real difficulty inhibiting our creative process. And this is why I think, I really think, you know, having done psychiatry now for a couple of decades, which is terrifying to me just to realize it, I talk to my adolescent patients. I ask them when they were born, and they tell me when. I say, gosh, I've been doing this longer than you've been alive. But besides that, I think that in our heart of hearts, a human being just wants to feel valued by another human being. I really think that's what we want. And when you get right down to it, we will do things or not do things in order to maintain that value. And the reason I think we want to feel valued is because, you know, when we were evolving a few million years ago, we were this tiny little solitary animal running around. We were never the biggest animal, the fastest, or the strongest. We were actually always at risk of being lunch. We were prey. And then, Stacey, we began to form these small social groups. And our survival potential increased so dramatically that human beings are now pretty much everywhere on the planet. We're everywhere. But to be part of that protective group, you have to contribute something. You have to have value. And that's why I think this value is so important, which means that we fear being devalued. Because when we begin to feel devalued, we are at risk on some deep, deep evolutionary feeling, at risk of being kicked out of our protective group and being lunch. So the fear reflex is a way for all of us to first appreciate that this fear is a normal part of who we are. It's reflexive. But then we can reflect on it and overcome it in very easy ways.
And Dr. Strand, you talk a lot about the I am approach. What is that and how does that work in managing fear?
The I am approach is something I've been working on since, can you believe it, 1982. When I was first studying to be a doctor, I had to study physics. Stacey, are you still awake? Audience still awake? I noticed whenever I say the word physics, people immediately fall asleep. Okay, but I hope you're all awake. In physics, the symbol I stands for a potential current for electricity. But I thought, what if we just flip it upside down? It's still an I, but now it stands for a current potential. And what if we start seeing everyone at a maximum current potential? And that is your I am. I am doing the best I can at this moment, a current maximum potential. Think how this changes the way we view ourselves and the way we view other people. It removes the whole idea of judgment. And of course, judgment is what we fear the most because then we will be potentially devalued and kicked out of our group. So the I am approach is a very simple way, and it's introduced in the fear reflex as the way to begin really addressing these deep-seated but perhaps tiny little fears that stop us from doing things. And the I am is based on four domains. The first domain is the home environment. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to argue with me that the home that you have grown up in has had an enormous influence on who you are today.
Mm-hmm.
The second domain is the social domain, the rest of the world. It's you and I chatting here today. It's people listening in their cars. It's going to work. It's driving down the street. It's going to a store. It's everything else. And I think you can see how the stuff that's happened at home has an influence on the choices you make in the rest of the world. And then those choices will influence things that you do back at home. Those two domains are outside our body and are about the attachments and relationships that we have in the world. But they influence the next two domains, which are inside our body. The first of those I call the I see, my current concept of myself. How do I see myself? But how do I think other people see me? Which may be even more important. Because if you think about it, again, millions of years ago, as we were evolving, it was much more important to know if somebody was looking at me as their lunch than if they were hungry. Two different things. How I see myself through your eyes is going to have a huge effect on my I am, my current maximum potential. And then the fourth domain is our biology, our brain and our body, all the things that are happening right now in real time and how they influence our response to the world. But what I'm saying, and I would like the audience to really think about this, because it's a bit controversial, that at every moment in time, a person is doing the best they can at that moment, but with the potential to change in the very next second. And we do change. But who am I to say that at any one of those moments, that's not the best you can do?
That's fascinating. You're always so fascinating, Dr. Strand. Even when you're talking about being lunch, it's good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank
you.
Well, you know, it's food for thought. And hopefully it's
right.
kind of tasty.
That's right. Hopefully not us as food for thought.
Hopefully
you know,
not
although
us.
I guess we could get chewed up out there in the world too.
Yeah,
just
we
you know, figuratively nowadays instead of literally.
It's so true. And that's what stops us, right? It's that
mm-hmm.
fear of being chewed up. It's that fear really of just crossing the street. I mean, think of all the things that we've done in our society to inhibit creative process. One of my favorites is curiosity killed the cat. I mean, my goodness, you teach that to a kid, what you're basically saying is don't explore, don't be curious, don't challenge things. It's just kind of nuts, if you ask me,
mm-hmm.
that we've done this without really realizing we weren't trying to inhibit anyone. So the fear reflex opens up with a really simple story about a young woman who's about to enter a room where they're having their business meeting. But the business meeting, it's all new people. They're going to have one of those orientations, you know, where you break into small groups and you all get to know each other. And she sees across from her a guy that she really likes, and there's an empty chair next to him. But next to her, right next to her, is a woman that she knows with an empty chair next to her. And she has to make a choice. She's afraid to walk across that room in case she gets rejected. But she knows about the I am approach. And she recognizes her anxiety. And she goes, well, that's the best I can do right now. But you know what? I don't have to like it. I don't have to condone it and say it's okay. I'm going to hold myself responsible for it. But I know it's the best I can do. I don't need to be that afraid. And she walks across the room, sits next to that guy, and they begin a relationship.
Well, that is just everything in a nutshell. And of course, Dr. Strand, we could spend, I know, hours talking. Like I said, so really, it's so interesting. Everything, your approach, very practical for people. So having said that, I'd love to remind everyone that you can find out much more about Dr. Joseph Schrand. Of course, his book, The Fear Reflex, also Outsmarting Anger, made a bestseller by this here podcast right here, of course.
That's right.
On his
I'm
website.
Not afraid to say it, Stacey. I'm not afraid to say that.
Thank you. But the website, people, go visit drschrand.com. That's DrSHRAND, drschrand.com. And thank you again for being here. It's always our pleasure.
Mine too, Stacey. Thank you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with a Twitch community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.